أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولا يزال الذين كفروا في مرية منه حتى تأتيهم الساعة بغتة أو يأتيهم عذاب يوم عظيم. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of how the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam of the past were faced with the situation that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is faced with. And that is whenever he recited the Quran and whenever the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam had recited the divine scriptures revealed to them, then Shaitan would place doubt and he would cast doubt in the minds and the hearts of the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how the believers, on the other hand, they consider it to be the truth from their Rabb. They believe in whatever was revealed in the divine scriptures. Their hearts are humble to it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then guides them towards the straight path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 55 of Surah Al-Hajj, وَلَا يَزَّالُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا كِمِرْهِمِ. Allah says, those who disbelieve, those who have chosen kufr, they will remain in doubt about the Qur'an. They will always remain in doubt about the divine scripture. They will never develop iman and faith to accept the Qur'an and whatever is revealed from Allah. حَتَّى تَأْتِيَهُمُ السَّاعَةُ, until Allah says the final hour comes to them baghtatan, suddenly. So as much as you try and convince them, and as much as you try and influence them, they will always remain in doubt about it. أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمِ نَقِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will realize, and the doubt of theirs will be removed either when Qiyamah, the final hour, suddenly comes to them, or when the punishment of a barren day comes to them. The barren day refers to the day of Qiyamah, because the entire earth, as explained in previous ayah, the entire earth will be turned barren. There will be absolutely nothing left on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to that day as a barren day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the only thing that will remove is doubt of them, and only then will they be convinced when the punishment of that barren day comes to them. Al-mulku yawma idhin lillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on that day, the kingdom, the sovereignty will belong to Allah alone. Yahkumu bainahum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will judge between them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide between them. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who brought iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and who consistently perform different acts of righteousness, فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ, they will be in gardens of bliss. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, but those who committed kufr, وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, and they denied our verses, and they rejected our time, فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, though for them shall be a humiliating punishment. وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba were driven out of their homes. And we know that occasion. It was a very difficult period in the lives of the believers, and that was known as Hijrah, the migration. When they had to migrate, leave everything behind, and they had to migrate to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, those who undertook the migration and who migrated in the way of Allah, ثُمَّ قُتِلُوا, and they were killed. While in Hijrah, they were killed, they were murdered, or ماتوا, or they passed away, they died a natural death. وَيَرْزُقَنَّهُمُ اللَّهُ رِزْقًا حَسَنًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most definitely provide for them a good provision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised them a good provision. In akhirah, they will enjoy something far, far more better than what they had left behind in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them a wonderful and an amazing and a most pleasant life in Akhirah. وَإِنَّ اللَّهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed Allah, لَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of providers. لَيُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ مُدْخَلَيَّ رَضَوْنَهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit them such an entrance that they will be happy with it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will entertain them in such a way, such an entertainment that will make them happy, that they will be very, very much pleased with. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly impress them and give them in Akhirah something that they really deserve and something that they will be extremely happy with. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَلِيمٌ حَلِيمٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, Allah azza wa jal is the all-knowing and the most forbearing. May Allah grant us them.